I've been thinking, Cecil. Maybe we better not send Mrs. Mason any more black hand letters.
I didn't think it was a good idea to start with.
It might have worked if Mrs. Mason wasn't sure that Butch Williams sent them.
Did you find out where your uncle took her last night?
Yes. He just took her across the street.
How do you know?
I asked him this morning.
What did he say?
That he took her across the street.
Well, why didn't he come back?
He went over to see your Aunt Elizabeth. Didn't she tell you?
No. She doesn't say anything anymore.
I wish Uncle Thomas would propose to her again. I'll bet she would accept him this time.
Did you find out what Mrs. Mason told your uncle last night in the hammock?
Uncle Thomas just said that Mrs. Mason had received another death threat.
Did you act surprised, like you didn't know anything about it?
Oh, sir. I said, oh, my goodness. And I looked innocent, Cecil, just like this. See?
That's pretty good. What did he think about it?
I think that he really thinks it would be a good idea if someone did kill her.
He didn't say that, did he?
No. I just hope he thinks that.
Well, what did he think about the letters that we sent the widow?
He said that Mrs. Mason thinks Butch Williams sent them to her to frighten her into marrying him.
Oh, trust that old hen to think that.
Uncle Thomas said it was a shame for a big man like Mr. Williams to try to frighten a weak woman.
Yeah, weak like an elephant.
Uncle Thomas said Mrs. Mason is really very helpless.
Listen, Mrs. Mason is strong enough to lift a ton truck. I'd feel sorry for any cop that ever tried to arrest her.
She told Uncle Thomas that she had to think of some way to make Butch Williams go back to Mexico and leave her alone.
You gotta give Butch Williams credit. He won't give up. He'd be a lot better off if he did.
She wants him out of the way so she can work on Uncle Thomas again.
She doesn't stand a chance against Aunt Bess.
Well, she cries and acts timid and makes Uncle Thomas feel sorry for her.
Well, why is he going to help her get rid of Butch Williams?
Oh, Uncle Thomas is soft-hearted.
Did you say hearted or headed?
What do you mean, Cecil?
Oh, nothing. Go on from where you left off.
Well, he thinks Butch Williams is no gentleman to try to force Mrs. Mason to marry him if she doesn't want to.
She'd want to plenty quick if Butch Williams was rich.
And he thinks that she's afraid of him. He's really afraid of her.
He's afraid of going back to Mexico and leaving her alone, that's all.
Mr. Butch Williams is not going to move away from here until he takes the widow with him.
Well, he can't live on air. What's he going to use to pay his hotel bill? He said he didn't have much money.
If worse comes to worse, I'll speak to him myself.
You're going to get yourself in Dutch, all right.
And I'll confess to him that Uncle Thomas isn't the widow's real cousin at all.
Ha! I wonder how you'd look in black.
Then he wouldn't leave. He'd stay here.
Sure. He'd stay here and take a shot at Mr. Smith. You know he's crazy jealous of that old Cluck Mason.
And I'd explain that Uncle Thomas is nothing to the widow.
Yeah, I guess you think that would help matters. Mr. Smith would get his neck busted.
Uncle Thomas can take care of himself.
Don't you remember what Mr. Williams said? He said if he caught any man looking sideways at the widow, he'd break him in two with his bare hands.
Well, before I told him, I'd make him promise on his solemn word of honor that he wouldn't fight with Uncle Thomas.
Huh. I'll bet Mr. Smith will be sorry he ever saw the widow before this is over.
I'm sorry she ever moved into this neighborhood already.
Just the same, I wouldn't spill the beans about your uncle to him.
But Cecil, if he knew Uncle Thomas was no kin, he'd never go away then.
Neither would Mr. Smith. Just one trip and a rubber-tired hack.
Well, Cecil, it would be better for Uncle Thomas to get hurt with a gun by that jealous wild man than to marry Mrs. Mason.
Yeah, better, but not as healthy.
Besides, Mr. Williams is civilized. He doesn't go around shooting people he doesn't like.
Well, he doesn't look very civilized, and he told us both that he shoots anybody he wants to down in Mexico.
I think he was just being funny, though.
Ha! It would be a good joke on Mr. Smith if he wasn't being funny.
I wonder if he's at his hotel.
Why?
I think I ought to warn him that Mrs. Mason is going to try to get rid of him.
You better not. Maybe he might get despaired and destroy himself.
Oh, goodness. Now I don't know what to do. Life is so mixed up.
Well, you mix it up a little yourself, Sally.
Now you turn against me. What have I done to have to worry before my time?
Oh, now wait. Don't go feeling sorry for yourself. Phone him if you'll feel better.
Well, I just thought that if he was warned, he might try hard to win the widow.
All right. But if he only knew it, she's the booby prize he'd win.
I remember the name of the hotel Sybil told us he stayed at. He might be there.
I'll bet he's across the street at the widow's house.
I think I better do it now. Come on with me, Cecil.
Will your uncle hear you upstairs?
No, I don't think so. He's getting ready to go out.
What's the number in Mr. Williams' hotel?
I wrote it down here someplace on the table, under the phone.
Don't you think that he'll think that it's none of your business?
Westview 8686. That's right.
You remember last week when Mrs. Mason phoned me and wanted to know if I wanted to make some money?
Yes, and you said you wouldn't take her old money.
Yeah, but not to her. Well, she wanted me to help her afternoons with her flower garden.
Wait, Cecil. Hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Williams, please. Percy Williams. Please. I'll wait.
Well, Sally, I was just thinking, maybe if I went over there and helped her, I could find out something.
Oh, she just asked you that to get on the good side of you.
Yeah, but if I were over at her house, why, maybe I could overhear something.
Wait a minute, Cecil. Hello, Mr. Williams? Mr. Butch Williams? I'll bet you don't know who this is.
Oh, tell him, Sally. He doesn't want to guess.
This is Sally Smith. Sally Smith? The girl that lives across the street from Mrs. Mason. Yes. Well, Mr. Williams, I just thought that you'd want to know that Mrs. Mason wants you to go back to Mexico.
Hey, Sally, you could have said it better than that.
Well, I just thought you'd like to know. Oh, I overheard it. Why am I telling you? Well, you know, we know that you like Mrs. Mason and all the world loves a lover. Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Yes, goodbye. Oh, Cecil, I think he was glad.
Well, maybe it will help him. He might try harder to make her like him.
Mrs. Mason doesn't like anybody but herself.
She's hard up then. If I look like her, I look backwards.
Oh, you should see her early in the morning, Cecil. I saw her come out on her front porch to get the morning paper once.
Did you take a picture of her? Well, aren't you going to answer it?
Cecil, I think it's Mrs. Mason. Oh, I've got a funny feeling.
Well, will Mr. Smith answer it upstairs on the other end?
Oh, I guess I'll have to listen in and see what she wants with Uncle Thomas.
Can't your uncle tell that you're listening in downstairs here? Who is it? Hey, is it Mrs. Mason? Hey, what is she saying, Sally? Huh? Hey, what did she want?
It was her. She wants Uncle Thomas to wait till she runs over to see him. Come on, Cecil. We're going to get behind the davenport and listen. It's for Uncle Thomas's sake. We didn't get caught last time. Come on, let's do it again. Hurry up. We'll put some pillows in back of the davenport so it'll be nice and comfortable while we're listening to what Mrs. Mason has to say. Don't make any noise, Cecil. Uncle Thomas won't hear us.